So I just got off the phone with a very, very dear friend of mine who lives in Cape Town. And I've known this friend for 15 years. She's with one of our best friends, Mike and my best friends. And from the very first day that I met her, or we met her, it was very, very, very obvious that she had a drinking problem. Excessive. It was never two glasses of wine, it was two bottles of wine, it was never a dinner out, it was an absolute all fall down, wake up the next morning, have to apologize, no memory. And when these friends said they were getting married, obviously we went into hyper, like, oh my gosh, how is this friend of ours gonna deal with being married to an alcoholic? And I've just had a 20-minute conversation with her. She SMS'd me earlier today and said, could she phone me? She needed to speak to me. And I didn't really know what it was about, but I assumed, as there'd been rumblings in the junglings, that stuff was going down. Anyway, she phoned me and she started crying straight out the starting blocks, and she just said, I need to apologize to you. And I said, for what? And she contextualized the last year of their life, a lot of fighting. He moved out, they have two children, 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and she hit rock bottom. She drank 24 hours a day. She got to a place where she asked for help. She went to rehab. She's been clean for a year next month. And she just wanted to phone and apologize. And it was really hard. And I just said to her, why apologize? And she said, because you're the only person that called me on it. And I was so angry with you. And I just said, we've always loved you regardless. And I just want to take this opportunity to say, if you are struggling with addiction, if you're struggling with apologizing, as I said to her, be a touch point and be a vulnerable person that is striving every day to be the best that you can be. Find people in your life that will lift you up and love you and support you. You've got this.